DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Agreed.
Yes, it is. We are a week away from Star Wars, my friends.
Dun, dun, dun.
And possibly the last show of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Oh, wait, sorry. Let's break out the party song.
Could you hear the excitement in Bryce's voice? let's break out the stuff. And, yeah. Rarely does the joke sniper pop up with a flamethrower and just torch a fucking room.
Burn the whole thing down.
But I believe that's exactly what the fuck just happened. Where's the fireworks? Kill them all! Let baby Jesus sort them out!
Well, since it's our last show of the year,
God's
I want to show my appreciation to you guys.
No.
I got gifts.
Why did... No. Why did... No. You don't need to... No. There's no... There's no... There's no no. Mine's ticking. Mine's ticking. Oh, you got
front towards enemy.
Well, okay. So, well, here's the thing, though. Well, no, I think based on this show, we're all our own worst enemy. So I think that maybe we should point it towards ourselves. Maybe it's an acceptance.
We're going to lay on the floor, and we're going
to
lay on each other.
Okay. That's getting kind of weird, but...
We end every show.
Yeah.
You know what? Jim's on the bottom this time.
Okay. See, okay, I feel this is...
I got one hole in my stomach. I don't need another.
Well, you have a hole in your stomach?
This one never healed.
Oh, the belly button?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't understand that... I was going to say, if you get a shunt...
Tube neck.
The Adventures of Tube Neck. He whistles when he walks. He's tube neck.
Oh no, my baby's got tube neck.
Bryce on fire.
Seriously, just showing up with the A game for the end of 2015. I feel this is bad though because you ambush us with gifts. We like you kind of clearly, just head, shoulders, elbows, knees, and toes. Is it a turd in a box? Is it a turd?
Damn it.
Is it?
We tried to put the Febreze
I could,
on it.
He did it wrong. It's yeah. In a box. You're supposed
to put your own dick in it. Wait. No. Who? It's leaking. Whose dick is this? It's the box.
What's
is leaking.
In the box?
Who's? He made me watch. Is this a knife cock? Tell me if it's a knife cock. It's like if you're a cop, you have to tell me. Knife cop. I am knife cop. No, he's my partner. It's ex-cop and knife cop.
They work for Detective Discomfort.
Detective Friction.
It's Captain Friction.
Brigadier General.
It's not going to explode yet.
Yeah, thank you.
It's on a timer.
We all know what the fuck we're dealing with. Oh.
Just, when you open it,
oh, it's a face fuck and you. Are you fucking serious? Oh my, I'm gonna jerk off so fucking hard. Oh my God, Jesus, wept on the cross. Okay, I've got, for the, I might, well, out of my cock.
White creamy tears.
The tears of a cock, do. I have Malcolm Reynolds and Jane Cobb action figures from the finest television show ever. They got canceled well before its time, Firefly.
Now, during the year, you can
And Greta, there he's got the gun too. He's got
Vera.
I call her Vera.
I wanted to do one with the Jane hat, but I couldn't find it.
Like, you just, you know me. That's
damn it, how can I miss something so big?
As you say, brown is kind of a reddish color, so I mean, that's Star Trek, Star Church, whatever it is.
Star Church.
You ever been there?
Welcome.
Ed McMahon used to host that. That is a fucking sweet fucking
from the book of Patrick Stewart.
Dude, did you take a fucking class before you came in?
Make it so.
Make it so.
Engage.
So many of us here live in the holodeck. We want to be in the holodeck, but understand, it's all just a hologram. Real life exists.
One said unto the followers.
Earl Grey warm. I got to bring the captain a couple of some warm beverages.
Well, it would be nice if my mic had been on for most of this.
Really? Well.
Well, I'm sure I was loud enough, so yeah. Maybe people heard.
And yay, Locutus of Borg said unto me, Q.
Resistance is delicious. Let us meet at 10 forward. Why was it called 10 forward? I always wondered that. Like,
because only 10 people could fit forward.
Oh, that makes no sense. Okay. But fuck, dude. Like, I mean,
this
like,
is my favorite
seriously?
Part of the holidays is feeling superior. For my
like,
gift-giving
just,
techniques.
Like, not even a little bit, but a lot. Like, fuck you. Like, you're superior, I mean, and also fuck you. But, Jesus, man, like...
Do you need a moment alone?
I mean, I...
You need a lot of moments alone.
Well, at least two moments. I've got one for each. You know, I'm just gonna...
I foresee another baby in Jim's future.
Can you impregnate an action figure? I mean, yeah, okay.
They have the technology.
Take my rub, take my stain, take me where I cannot complain.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
No, seriously, I suck at life. I've got nothing for you. I have nothing for you except humor.
Your comedy genius.
Your presence is all we need.
Oh, if that was so true. If I could just pay bills, like just show up at the gas station.
Hi, bills paid.
Yeah.
Done.
Debt cleared.
I need a full tank on number 7, but first let me do some improvisation. I need a place. I need a location. I need an observation. And
this guy's funny. Look. Your tank's full, sir.
You're funny. Not mid-grade funny. But you're funny. We'll give you a...
We'll fill your car with propane.
You wanted to fill it up with octane, but no, we're going to give you like regular.
Pretty funny, but I'm not surprised. Gasoline funny.
I'm kind of surprised that Hank Hill's car wasn't propane powered.
My name is Hank Hill. I sell cocaine and cocaine accessories.
Damn it, Bobby.
Lemon. I used to be able to do a solid Hank Hill, and I just...
That was pretty good.
No.
I was actually talking you up with some people I work with about doing... Christopher Walken.
Oh, okay.
Because out of everyone I know, you do the best Christopher
Walken. I would
Walken.
Fuck Christopher Walken. Oh, you mean like in person? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just went to a totally different place there. I'm sorry.
Not sodomized.
But we thought of...
Well, I could. I mean, don't put that outside of...
You never know.
I
want to
hear Christopher Walken.
Stop with the penis in my face.
I thought of Christopher Walken reads Dr. Seuss, and someone said, well, because it's Christmas, how about... Christopher Walken reads "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"Twas the Night Before Christmas," and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except for one creature that had a watch up its ass. But goddamn, some slow bastard's gonna get his hands on his son's
watch. Are you
going
to Joe Pesci?
It's a lost Walken. It's a
somewhere.
Complicated Walken. Okay, I'm trying to be
as Walken does Pesci.
It's a Jewish. You know, Muslim, Catholic, Walken is what it is. I'm trying to encompass.
I thought the best one would be Christopher Walken reads Green Eggs and Ham. I am Sam.
Sam, so, I am.
I think Christopher Walken reads the Bible would be good.
Talk about books on tape that I'd love to listen to.
I know. I don't have any care to read the book, but I would listen to it if Christopher Walken was voicing it.
Christopher Lee read it, I would.
Oh, well,
no,
when
this all came because I found this thing that Christopher Walken read The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. And it's on YouTube.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
It's breathtaking.
And then as I was listening to that, I was, you know, how they have the suggestions. Christopher Lee reads The Raven. And I have that.
Was it you that posted, like, the accomplishments of Christopher Lee?
No.
Like, is it just like, you know, Christopher Lee, like
all the stuff he's done?
Yeah, like all the things, and then like, at the very bottom, just like
awesome,
basically like, like fuck you, Chuck Norris. Like this motherfucker, like was legit shit. Like did all these incredible things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was in the military, fucking like played every major awesome like villain and hero. Like,
Did you? Did either of you happen to hear the Charlemagne album he did, like right before he died, the metal album?
I heard about that. I thought that was like a joke.
It is legit.
Really?
It is fucking fantastic.
Now, is it like black metal? Is it like, you know?
The metal's like pretty almost average, but like he almost like speak sings.
So it's like it's like Captain
Spoken
Kirk.
Spoken word.
It almost, but it's like it works. I mean, it
ground
really
control
works.
To Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom.
No one can do Christopher. No, Christopher Lee does you. That's how that works. You just
and
bend
you
over
him to keep
and
going.
You say, thank you, sir. May I have a brother?
Thank you, Christopher Lee.
Impregnate me with a sibling because you have that ability.
And you give birth to Serenity action figures.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's
you're,
where those came from.
You're going to be my two other children that I take with me everywhere. Yeah, the other one, it's just kind of annoying. But you too.
Yeah, we wanted to get the whole set, but obviously, we spent it on ourselves.
Well, and the thing, okay, let's get into this for a quick second.
Okay, here we go.
You motherfuckers, like you've got this. It looks like a KB Toy Store display underneath your Christmas yeah. tree. You've got all these presents, which are fucking phenomenal. All of them are completely unwrapped. I swear to God, I just want to like, start maybe taking some stuff as I walk out the door. But like, why is it that you
my
guys
wife will come to your house and cut your fingers off? Touch anything.
My fingers if I'm lucky.
I'm not even allowed
my
to
fingers
at.
If I'm lucky. But okay, so the gray area in your spectrum of vision, yeah. Why don't you guys wrap your presents?
We figured out
save
second
the
year of marriage.
Hippie.
Second year of marriage, we kind of figured it out after our first
we hate
Christmas
surprises.
I think it was our third Christmas together, our first
sounds right.
Second as a married couple, I don't know.
He's still going.
I ignore everything.
Fuck these chuds. I'm just
listening.
Waiting.
I will be taking those back until you can be quiet.
I'm waiting for these two to take a breath so they can just cut them off.
We sat down and we figured out, like, we did all the shopping together. So there was, like, no surprise. Like, I knew exactly what she was getting me and vice versa. And it just, like, we're wasting time wrapping them, or wasting money on the wrapping paper. Because
you mean the effort that you put in for someone that you care about? Exactly.
Yeah.
The joy and the surprise. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no surprise.
Because it's like you just went to the grocery store. I got you rutabagas. I know. I was there. I was in the produce section.
Yeah.
I see. Like, not those rutabagas. Those are bad rutabagas. Give me the organic. Give me the organic. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that's the whole reason for the season. Is the surprise.
The joy on their face. When
sneaking
they
around behind your loved one's
yeah.
back, you know, and just, you know, making sure that you're doing things they don't know about until it's far too late.
No sense to me whatsoever.
Dude,
that's... Two versus one, we win.
Exactly. We are greater than. You are less than. You're alligator mouth towards us. You are alligator just tonsils and taint. Just that's all you are. Tonsils and taint. Tonsils and taint, tonsils and taint, tonsils and taint, tonsils in the lightning, in the lightning, in the wee. It's a long song I've been working on for some
toys,
time.
Toys, Jim.
But like, seriously, when you were like a little kid, did your parents just like, James, we are going to go, call you James as you are my son. I don't call you son or my loved one. I call you by your official Christian
name.
By your birth name. You and the squat bringer will take you to KB Toy Stores. Your mother, she will accompany
that's
us.
Not what we called her.
Well, but still, like the whole idea is that you get to you don't know what it is. It's driving you crazy. Like there's all these like crazy boxes and everything.
Okay, that right there is one of the main reasons we don't wrap presents because my wife
the anxiety that goes along with
my
it.
My wife would be in a mental home.
dealing with me and my anticipation. I will taint you.
Patient. So you're just one of those people that just you can't handle it?
I hate surprises, and I've never been a...
And joy and laughter.
I have no idea.
Just, you know...
I have never really been a fan of Christmas.
Wow.
Christmas was always really rough growing up.
So glad that you guys are here for the show. This is the Fuck You show from James.
Fuck and you Christmas.
So wait, you didn't like Christmas growing up? Mm-mm. Okay.
Christmas was always really rough. My mom always tried to make it spectacular, but she always got so depressed during Christmas. And my father was usually gone. He was often deployed during that time. And then Christmas became just, after they got divorced, Christmas became a series of mom's abusive
chores.
Boyfriends.
Oh, shit, dude.
So, yeah, Christmas.
All right, I get. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, yeah. You know. Wow, can I possibly not punch you any lower at this point? Or not much? Not
first
much
of
myself.
All, I give you great presents. I
seriously,
get
like,
in
yeah.
Return,
and I'm just
and
like,
then you mock my holiday traditions.
But you wrapped our presents. That's what's fucked up. You wrapped our. So you acknowledge. You acknowledge that much.
There is some.
I do.
You
that
lead me
that.
Down the primrose path.
I do that for the show because people get to hear you unwrap the presents and the worry. As you think it's a knife cock.
You know what they need to do? They need to start getting clear cellophane and wrapping it in clear plastic.
There we go. Problem solved.
No trees.
I will take that suggestion to the high council that is my wife.
You can put a sandwich in there afterwards if you're done.
We have a tree.
Ish. That's more of like a merkin, really.
Okay. You
that is artificial pubic hair.
Where are we going to put a tree in here?
Right where they say
there's a...
Exactly.
I mean...
Exactly. Hand back one of the toys. No. You have failed.
Take my love. Take my land. You don't take any of my goddamn soul.
He'll give you that other one.
I'd make you prettier if I could.
He'll give me his wife's present back. But
you can have that.
She doesn't need to know about this. She doesn't listen to this fucking show.
Oh, I sent her a text about it.
Shit, well...
He got mugged.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so bad. A couple
Bryce
of these,
mugged him.
These 3 foot tall yellow guys, mostly with like one or two eyeballs, come strolling up and just like ganged me from
after the show. Bryce beat him. Jim was only able to hold on to the action figures. He's only got two hands.
Well, we'll start with Bryce. Bryce, what was your favorite Christmas gift from Memories Past? I think did we already go down this
We've
path
never
once
done
before?
This before, and that's something I was actually thinking about doing. So I'm glad you brought
Probably
it up.
One of my most memorable. Was probably...
The spinal column of one of your victims? Just ripped
yes,
it clean out of their...
A chair made of my enemy's spines.
I gave that to him.
Dude, actually, that sounds strangely comfortable.
It was,
like,
it was very comfortable. It was very ergonomic.
Was it a recliner?
Yes. Their skulls were the footrest.
the laziest of boys yes. is really what it was.
Didn't even skin them.
Look! Look at me! Look
he
at me!
It, sewed the skin of his enemies over the yeah. bones.
If I could sit on your face, I wouldn't be able to see you looking back at me. God damn it! Oh, I thought death was the worst part.
One of my most memorable ones was probably when I got my Nintendo 64.
What a glorious day!
Yeah, that was pretty fucking awesome.
What was the worst?
Oh God!
I guess Nintendo 64. Yeah.
Restraining order.
Jim. It's you know, now it's just somebody that you used to know. Now it's just somebody that you used to know.
Oh, you're getting nut punched.
Restraining.
What about you, Jim? What was the
worst was.
Best?
Oh, you'll go worst, and then we'll go best, and then go worst. kind of in that same vein as Bryce. I was a kid that was very difficult to surprise me because my mom, God bless her, I love her to death, but she had to deal with my just like my curiosity, my detective like desire. I wanted to know what the fuck I was getting
Jim,
for Christmas.
A tiny fragment of wrapping paper under a microscope. This looks like it could be a Star Wars toy. I'm not sure.
Oh no. I would go straight up, like I would get an X-Acto knife and I would slice Cut the tape and then slide the gift out. This one year, I, okay, so, Nintendo. The first
bitch about me at Christmas.
Well, but I mean, at least I mean
no surprises in Jim's house, Mr. Exacto Knife.
I have a bad heart. Okay, I could go at any second. I'm like Vesuvius over here. My heart could just erupt and kill everyone in this room. But I had a Nintendo, and like I remember my sister got me the zipper controller, which was like, it was an extra long cord. And you had like that little thing you could sort of stick into. Like,
she
the
just got you a zipper.
Yeah, it's just, we were Amish, so it was mostly just buttons for us. Because zippers, that's
how
for
exotic.
Zippers are for ethnic people. It's a different world. No, she got me the zipper controller, which was like an extra long cord, and it had this little thing you sort of stick in the middle of the control pad. So like it wasn't just like the up, you know, it wasn't just like a cross. Mm-hmm. There was like a little post in there, so you just like the ball of your thumb could sort of like, it was a little bit easier, and it had like a turbo for the A and the B. So it was kind of like the higher end controller thing. So
Mario could run just a hair faster.
Yeah. So they would have to go out to shop for me for more gifts. And I'm just like, well, what gifts do we have here? Another day over? This is for me, all right. So I open it. I slit just like a surgeon, doing pulmonary,
listening
like
to
heart.
Weird Al as he does it like a surgeon.
Gifting for the very first time. So I cut it open. I'm like, holy shit, the zipper. So am I just like, wow, that's a cool gift. I can't wait to play with it on Christmas. No, I go one step further. I pull the box out of the wrapping all the way together. I cut the tape on the box, pull the thing out, played with it for like 4 hours while they were shopping. Had no idea this was before the age of cell phones. So I didn't have a text letting me know when they were coming home. Play with it for like 4 hours, playing the games that I already had. And then put it all back. Took the twisty tie and tied up the extra long thing. Like it was like
criminal sweating. Mastermind.
Wiped the, it was like a mafia hit. Wiped my fingerprints off the whole thing.
Cleaned the
back
Nintendo.
In there. Yeah. I was wearing like little bunny slippers over my feet, so no footprints were around the tree. But no, my mom like has tried. And I feel so bad for the poor woman. She tried so hard to hide the presents for me, but we only lived in a house that was so big, so there was only so many hiding spots for me to check. I remember this one time she had gone shopping and she was trying to get all the wrapping done, but she had to go to do her second job, so all the other gifts that she had, she didn't have time to wrap. So she basically, kid you not, she put them on her bed and then just grabbed the comforter and just pulled it over the top of all the presents. Which would have been fine if she didn't tell. She's like, don't go in my room. As she's walking out the room, just like, well,
now
fuck.
Now I have to.
I never wanted to play soccer more until someone said stay off the grass. Like, now I got to go in there.
Me? What the hell?
This muscle massager smells weird. And the lights dim whenever I plug it in. It's a gas-powered two-stroke fucking Hitachi. Jesus Christ.
But damn, my back feels such.
And it's got, I got the STD on my back, but it's neither here nor there. So she had tried so hard. The year that she got me my NES, my original NES, I begged for it. And I knew it was still like the initial rush. So, you know, Nintendos were fucking expensive. They were like Cabbage Patch Kids. Super expensive and very hard to find because they were just getting snatched up left, right, and center. So she had, like, I finally figured out a way to keep him from finding out that I got him this Nintendo. She
buried
put it
in the yard.
She put it, well, that would, if we had a yard, she would have done that. Next to, like, you know, like some shotgun shells and some food and some water. But she had it in the trunk. She had put it in the trunk and she just left it there under like a blanket or whatever. Knowing that, you know, obviously I was too young to drive and she didn't know I was stealing her car at night. So I didn't. But so she goes to the grocery store. It was like maybe 2 days before Christmas to get some supplies for a Christmas dinner and everything else because we had some family coming over. And so I'm sitting there just watching TV, being just a shitless, layabout, useless piece of human flesh, watching, like, you know, all the Christmas TV shows and stuff that were on. She comes in just exhausted and where she's just like, get off your ass and help me bring in the groceries. I'm like, all right, that's fine. So I get up. So I go there, I take all the groceries out of the back seat, bring them inside, take all the groceries from the passenger seat, take them inside. Like, is there anything left? She's like, yeah, there's a couple of things left in the trunk. Totally forgot what was in there because she'd gotten it so long ago. So I go in there, and I popped the trunk, and it was just like that scene from The Hurt Locker right before the bomb goes off. Like, the key goes click, and I just see her coming out. Just like, no! I open it, I pop it open, and just like a light. I know there's a light in most trunks, but this light was radiant. It filled my spirit with hope, because on one side there was a fucking spiral cut ham. On the other side, there was this fucking Nintendo Entertainment System.
And he went for the ham.
This, well, you know, I can't fucking Nintendo, because, I mean, you can. You should.
You want me to cook this
shouldn't.
For you, Mom?
You shouldn't. You can fucking Nintendo. There's a lot of electricity involved, though. Your pubes will not grow back. You'll be hairless down there.
Push down, push up. Push down, push up.
No, I blow on it. That's the only way to get to work now. It's sad. Here I am, 39, just waiting for my dick to work. But
pills for that.
So I see this, I'm just like, and she, my mom never swears, like never, like she'll say like Jiminy Christmas when she wants to say Jesus Christ. Like, she's so like on that level. My mom, like, standing at our front door, facing the street,
fudge.
She's like, fuck, like just so pissed. I'm just like, I got a Nintendo. And she's like,
that's not for you, Jim.
So the rest of that day was just like, so, hey, Mom, I know your trunk is it's going to be poorly balanced if it's just sitting back there. Yeah, I don't want it to get damaged. I already know what it is. Why don't you just let me just bring it in the house and let me play with it now? This is 2 days before Christmas. This was supposed to be the big gift. She was like waiting. This was going to be a big surprise. She locked it away in her fucking in her trunk. And yeah, so I guilted her into letting me play with a Nintendo. You? And so Christmas Day, I'm basically playing Nintendo. Pause. Another present. Great socks. Go back to playing Duck Hunt or whatever the fuck else. I'm on level 4-4, Mom. I can't stop now.
You are a shitheel.
I am a horrible human being. Like, I shouldn't be allowed to be people.
So what was your worst? Oh, wait, that was the worst.
Well, it's kind of it's a mixed bag right there. No, the best one that my mom got me, though, was I don't know where or how she managed to pull this off, but I had already snuck through her room and found all the presents I was supposed to get, or at least so I thought. Christmas Day comes, I'm opening a present, just like, yeah, it's a sweater, I know, I already, it's kind of awkwardly.
Surgery.
Yeah, it made me look a little stretched out, that's because I tried it on when you weren't looking. She got me Wolverine number one.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was
comic
your
book.
Worst gift?
No, that was her best gift.
Oh.
And it was like, I was like, it was the moment that she'd been waiting for years to surprise
me. To finally pull one over.
Yes. I'm just like, where did, how did, and she's just like, yes, fuck you.
You remember your Nintendo? Yoink.
She was actually pissing on my Nintendo while she hands me the present. I'm just like, that seems kind of weird.
What's going on here?
Yeah. So in answer to your question, cheese. Cheese was the worst present I ever had. Lactose intolerable.
What about you?
James?
Best.
You know, best gift is really hard because, again, my mom every year always tried to get really good stuff. And growing up, very poor. So, a lot of years, it was a miracle that we got gifts.
Yeah.
I'm really hard-pressed. My go-to, I think, is the year that I finally got my keyboard. Because I was starting to get into music.
Oh, okay,
and I
yeah.
I wanted to play music. And
like
I
a Casio
a
or?
Yeah, little dinky Casio. But the
doesn't
fact
matter,
is they
yeah.
remembered, and they went out of their way to get me one.
Yeah.
You know? And the crap thing was, is Christmas Day comes, and they're trying to make me feel guilty or something about it. It was weird.
Yeah.
Christmas around my house, not a lot of fun.
No, I remembered after my parents got divorced, and, as most divorced children of divorce will tell you, it sucks because you want the whole family to be together, but it's also kind of awesome because you get two Christmases for the most part.
If the parents are close enough that you can actually go.
Exactly,
that didn't happen with me because, again, Dad's in the Navy, he's always gone, and then Mom takes us and moves us across the country.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we got gifts sent to us, and any time we got gifts from Dad, they were always really good.
Yeah.
One Christmas, my dad remembered how much I liked G.I. Joes, and he got me just a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Just a whole mess of, like, figures and vehicles.
Well, shit, like, you know, he's, you know, at least I'm sure to your young eyes.
Yeah.
It's like he was a member of G.I. Joe.
Yeah, totally.
He was on the USS Flag early, so maybe your head would think, mm-hmm. you know, on occasion.
So, and my, it was great because my brother is 6 years younger than me, and Ted got him a bunch of G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
So we had a full-on army.
Nice.
You know, and growing up, my brother was my best friend because we moved around a lot.
Yeah.
So he's my buddy. We're always playing together.
Yeah.
So for him to have the same toys I do, and we can have, like, full-on wars,
yeah,
it was always great, you know. So those were always good years.
Excellent.
You know. But the worst was actually every year knowing that my dad was somewhere and I couldn't see him.
Oh, you know? Fuck, man.
And there's a lot of he said, she said between my parents about that stuff, so I don't know the truth of really what happened. But for me, like you said, you know, you want the family to be together, or you at least want to see, you know, and just couldn't, you know, for whatever reason. And especially when I was really young and having those Christmases where dad wasn't there, or the ones where dad was there, those were always the most memorable.
Or, like sometimes Christmas doesn't necessarily come on a specific day.
Yeah.
Sometimes Christmas has to be celebrated early or late or on some other date. But when, after my parents got divorced, my dad was...
We're making Bryce feel so guilty right
now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, your parents still together? Happy household? Yeah. And yet you're still, like, the soulless, evil, just embodiment?
That's not his parents' fault. Oh, that's the public schools.
He was born on Friday the 13th by, you know...
September 11th.
September... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now you know. Now you understand. My wife's
You look good for being like 15.
One of my wife's not favorite stories, but one of the ones she brings up about Bryce.
You see about 9/11.
9/11 comes and you know everything happens, and Bryce says, "Great, they fucking ruined my birthday."
Jesus Christ! I was in middle school.
But you know what?
Someone's not bringing cupcakes today for the class. I'm sorry.
But it's true.
I thought my dad was joking when he woke me up. He's like, wake up. You got to get ready for school. He's like, someone flew planes into the Twin Towers. I was like,
happy birthday.
That's not funny. Like, that's not even. Not
dad,
even
did you
slightly.
Do that for my birthday? That's so. Why would you do that?
So I go out into the living room and he's got the TV on and I watch the second plane fly into the building. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God. Yeah.
Fuck.
So does this mean
there goes Christmas?
Does this mean I don't have to go to school today, or can I just sort of can I kick it here?
I got a Super Nintendo.
This NES is not going to play itself, goddammit. But no, my dad was basically doing. It was like the part from Mrs. Doubtfire after they get the divorce of Robin Williams and Sally Field, and Robin's trying to find a job and trying to basically put together what he can for his family. And my dad bounced around. I remember we were living at his old army friend Chuck's house. We were living on a sofa. And at the time, I didn't understand why. I was just like, oh, we're having a sleepover at Chuck's house. That's weird. Because usually when I have a sleepover, it's just me. My dad doesn't normally come and sleep on the other sofa. That seems kind of strange. You know?
What was really weird is they were holding hands.
Solidarity right there. But we bounced around to so many places. We lived in like this fucking trailer home, this manufactured home that was out in the middle of fucking nowhere in Pennsylvania, and it was just.
Was it on wagon wheels?
It was actually it was up on blocks.
The wagon wheels.
Well, that's
were
normal
against
white
it.
Trash.
Yeah, you know.
The wagon wheels were laying against it.
But I remember God's honest truth. The only thing he can get me for Christmas that year. There's a gas station on the East Coast.
He got you JoJo's. Called
Noel. That would have been awesome. Oh, my God. No, there's
this gift smells delicious.
Why is the wrapping paper all, like, weird and translucent on this one side? I can see what the present is before I unwrap it. Clearly. Is there ranch in my stocking? My stocking just filled with ranch? Not a container, just filled. Just
Santa's taking care of you.
Just dunking it in the fucking sock. There we go.
It's got hair on it, but that's okay.
It's my hair, so that's totally not weird. It was actually one of my actual socks. We didn't have a stock.
You were really good this year there might be a chicken strip.
I said might. Don't get your fucking hopes up. Jesus Christ.
But those are 99 cents a pound, kid. You got 3 pounds there.
But there was...
You can share with your sister.
Actually, no, fuck my sister. No, please, someone, please.
She got the chicken strips.
Someone, please. No, there's a gas station on the East Coast that is named Hess, H-E-S-S. And every Christmas, fuck you, every Christmas they put out a, it's weird, like they have their own toys for a gas station. It's kind of weird, but they're...
No. They used to do that here on the West Coast. Yeah. Some gas stations would have like a toy line.
Yeah, but it was, like, it was basically just like a tanker truck.
Yeah.
You know, and... you would get it like free with like a fill up of gas, basically.
I remember because my parents bought me, my stepbrother, and my brother Chevron Corvettes.
Shit, yeah, Corvettes? Yeah. Fuck you.
Big fucking like Payless plastic. They were fucking big. Yeah. You could, we actually liked them because my brother got 18 figures, the 6 inch ones. That we
the fit in the goddamn Corvette. It was like Face Man's esque.
It was exactly Face Man's Corvette. The great thing was there was a little switch underneath that you pushed and the lights would come on.
Fuck you.
It was not great because when you rolled it, the lights would go down.
Wind shear is too strong. Even going down this gradual slope.
Those, all three of those Corvettes bit it within 3 days.
I don't doubt it, yeah.
Cheap fucking plastic. My stepbrother fell on one and crushed it.
But no, there was a... There was a Christmas where that was the only present that he could afford was basically the free gift that he got from Philip from a Hess gas station. And there were other years...
You saved Christmas.
There were other years where we actually didn't even have that. He was a veteran, so we could go to the VFW, and they always had a Santa Claus there, and Santa would give you like a present of some sort.
Yeah.
You remember those days? And there was one year where, like, I didn't realize until later on just kind of how tragic it was, but we had gone to like 4 or 5 different VFW halls in the Lancaster area to get as many presents as possible. And I remember the one place that we stopped at, they had a jukebox that they basically, whoever the person running the VFW was, just basically flipped the switch. So it's like, you know, free any song you want to play.
Yeah.
So I walk into the jukebox and just like, free jukebox, sweet. And there's like 3 kids hanging out around it. And they're just like, you got to play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And that song was actually playing while he said that. So it's just been going on a constant loop. Driving all the vets, giving them post-traumatic stress disorder. Goddamn Grandma! Charlie's coming out of quarters and got shit! Get back to the LZ! Come on! Move! Like you have a reason! But yeah, I years later, I sat and reflected on that whole thing. I'm just like, that's all that he could do. But like when that's all your parents can do and it's a rough holiday. Parents get creative that capacity. And, yeah, the gifts might not be the greatest, but you know, to you, it's the best fucking gift you ever fucking got.
Well, you don't know any different. Yeah. To you, it's like, and my mom was a big proponent of Santa. She was really good about hiding
gifts. She
was
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yes. She was Sister Succulent.
Oh, God, no. How dare you speak that way about your own mother?
In 2 weeks, you'll understand. No, she was really good about hiding gifts. Like, we had no clue that... She did the shopping when we were in school.
Yeah.
And was always home before we got home. Gifts wrapped and hidden. The gifts did not show up until we were in bed on Christmas Eve. And then Santa would come. Total gifts.
Wow.
And she would spend hours arranging them perfectly. Yeah, this was her highlight, but then Christmas Day would come, we'd open presents, and she'd be just a depressed mess the rest of the day. Because the joy's over, you know? The anticipation for her was like a drug.
Yeah.
But then, like, the crash came, always came hardcore. She'd get depressed, she'd cry, drink, punch out hobos.
As long as they didn't have a shotgun.
To be fair, some hobos need a punching. They need a couple punching.
So, but, you know... Being young,
yeah.
Didn't really understand that. And it was always like, like this big deal. She'd bring us down or bring us into the room next to where the tree was,
mm-hmm.
hand over our eyes so we couldn't see the joy that she created, and then she'd bring the whole family out, sit us down, we'd have presents. And
sounds like you're like this weird Amish family. There's like 15 of you, and she's like trying to cover all your eyes.
No, I remember
bring the crowd through
this, 1 year vividly. I must have been probably, it was just me and my sister. I think my brother was just born, so it was probably 5 or 6, right around there. Probably 6.
I didn't even know you had a sister.
Yeah.
How old is your sister?
She's 3 years younger than me.
Okay. So and you're 40, so you're 45, and so she's...
57.
She's 12. Okay. the math adds up. The math adds up, Gert.
We were living in this this house in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I remember this house vividly because of the backyard. It's where I learned, my father taught me how to throw a ball.
Okay.
Loved that house. We had a garage with like 2 walls, and then one wall was just posts. San Diego architecture, okay?
You know, I started building this garage. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I got 2 walls.
It never rains here.
Got 2 walls. Fucking need 4 for.
But I also remember this
greedy.
House because, this was the house that I first was introduced to Godzilla films.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So very vividly remember this house. I remember walking to school from this house. This is the house that really stands out in my memories. And one of the reasons is this Christmas, my bedroom, which I shared with my sister, it's a 2-bedroom house, was directly across from my parents. And she woke us up at like 5 a.m, walked my sister over, covering her eyes, and so we could have some time with Dad, who had gotten home the night before. So that was a surprise.
Did you know that?
No.
Wow. Wow.
So she brings me over, cover my eyes, but she didn't do a good job because I could see the Christmas tree and all the presents out of this eye. I didn't say anything because, you know, why are we going over here? This is weird, but ooh, presents. Hey. Dad's here!
Yeah.
So we got like, before we even went out for presents, we got like an hour just hanging out with Dad and getting hugs. And, you know, it was so great to have Dad there. And then we go out and we open presents. And yeah. It was like, oh, great. Star Wars Echo Base. Dad's here. You know, that.
Whoa. Let's just go back a second there. Echo Base? You got fucking Echo Base.
The Imperial Attack Base.
That was not part of like.
Hey, at 6 years old, when your dad has been gone the majority of the year, it shows up on Christmas Day. I'm sorry. Fuck Star Wars. Dad's home.
When you beg your mom when I begged my mom for a fucking Optimus Prime, and I got a Leader One bullshit GoBot.
Fucking lucky.
Dude, fuck that noise. Oh, flip the head around, pull the arms out and the legs down. I'm a robot. Suddenly that's how they transfer. That's bullshit. You had Echo Base.
Yeah.
All right, well.
With the, you know, the ice bridge that you push.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. Because there's this void in my childhood that could have been filled by that simple base.
Got a Han Solo and Hoth gear that year.
No, it's
X-Wing.
It's weird, like, you know, now.
I had the Slave One.
I never got the Slave One.
I had the Slave One, and
I got the Snowspeeder.
Snowspeeder
was pretty badass.
Snowspeeder.
My dad and
it was weird because I didn't have an X-Wing pilot, but Lando flew it pretty good.
Did he drive the Corvette that from the gas station into the back of the Millennium Falcon?
No, but Murdoch, we took his license away that year.
Corvette
did not take stairs well at all.
No, it did
even
not.
Even with a ramp.
No. It wasn't only the General Lee. The General Lee could barely take a dry gulch and launch 70 feet in the fucking air and then come down. The chassis intact and still runs.
What was that? Oh, my God. I just remember this. What was really great is my mom had taken nail polish and written our initials off the tops of each one.
That's this is yours. This is hers.
They were all identical. 3 exact Corvettes with the Chevron logo on a sticker.
How long was it before we were like talking to your friends that also got the same Corvette? Just like, so did your parents pay extra money to get the initials engraved?
We didn't talk about the Corvette.
Ah, gotcha.
We worked our asses off to make sure those Corvettes never saw the light of day before our friends came. do remember my absolute favorite gift now. Again,
Echo Base. Yeah,
so
we already covered that.
My dad got it for me. This was probably 3 years after Echo Base. Dad bought me my first bicycle, built it for me, and took me out to teach me to ride it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did he buy it from?
I have no idea. Never asked.
The bike store? Duh, you idiot, Jim.
He got it with a free fill-up, Jim.
No, it's like Operation Wolf when you have to like get all the parts to the gun before you actually fire the gun. Like, you got to fill up. Okay, you get, here's the handlebars.
Dad was pissed.
Here's the
though.
Seat. Here's Dad the
was,
chain.
Was pissed because the chain kept breaking.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm learning to ride on this bicycle, and, you know, he's like a dad. He's got the back to make sure I don't fall. No training wheels. My sister got training wheels, but no, I'm a man.
You're a man.
Man needs scabs and scars.
So first time he lets it go, I'm pedaling away. I'm doing great. Chain breaks. But I didn't fall because it was a short bike and I just put my feet down. Dad! He comes over, takes the bike, puts the chain back on. Cursing the whole time.
Sounds like shit, chain was goddamn
Chevron.
Puerto Ricans!
Gets me back on it, ride it again, chain breaks again. Never saw that bike again after that. But I knew how to ride a bike. I got a better bike a few weeks later.
I'm pretty sure there was a Black Ops mission run. Like, some Navy SEALs came in and just like, here's the bike.
We just called his friend Rich. This bike needs to
We're going coat black on the bike. It needs to happen.
It needs gone.
Yeah.
It needs disappearing.
It needs to put it in the Hurt Locker with fucking Osama bin Laden. I know he hasn't been born yet, but still, he needs to fucking go.
This bike needs deported.
Send him to Gitmo.
Gotcha, Jim. We're on it.
Does it have
let's go, SEALs. Let's go.
Does it have its Muslim card?
James's bike escapes Guantanamo Bay. Not nearly as funny a movie. Not nearly
it's,
as funny
it's
a movie.
It's lying on a beach in Italy somewhere under an assumed name.
Memory completely wiped.
It's in an oil drum at the bottom of the ocean.
My seat smells weird. I don't understand the why. It smells.
Oh my god! Yeah, all my best Christmas memories are usually around my revolve around my dad being there. So yeah.
That must be tough. Like being an army brat or a navy brat for the most part.
I think that's why I feel for my brother's military, but he's. He's been
really? Even after all that, he went into military?
Yeah, he went Air Force. He's been lucky enough to
be able to be home
yeah. most of the time.
Yeah.
He did Afghanistan 2 years ago, and that was really rough on the family.
Without doubt, terrifying.
But I think it's easier now because of things like Skype and email, whereas when I was growing up, it was like a phone call maybe. If they were in kind of,
range or whatever,
friendly waters.
Yeah. Or, it's even tough because, again, my brother, his first.
This ocean has horrible Wi-Fi. What the fuck?
My brother, his first assignment was Germany. And I would get calls from him when it's like 8 or 9 there and it's like 5 or 6 in the morning here. Yeah. And, we'd talk. And
Merry Christmas.
If the phone is ringing, I would get up. No matter what time it was, because it's probably my brother.
Yeah.
And I was the only one he called. So, so I'd talk to him, find out how things were going and stuff. I think I was his only family lifeline at that time.
What is your personal favorite gift that you've given your brother? Because it sounds to me like you and your brother had a relationship where you weren't necessarily friends.
My favorite gift I gave my brother was... I think the last Christmas that him and I actually spent together in the same house before my mom and the good stepdad got divorced.
Yeah.
We had just moved to Newport. Hated that town. Again.
God damn it.
Every show. Every
set your fucking
show.
Watch, people. get your neck unbuttoned.
Oh, that's man, my... not going to do it.
I know. Now that you got the mic on it.
Let's see if we can get my back.
Why didn't
you have a mic?
I was gonna say, why didn't you put the mic on your spine?
Oh man, that was a weak sauce one.
damn! It sounds like meat being just beaten. Like this is like the, if there was
you're
a mic.
You're a bum rock.
You can't win. He's Russian.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
We had just moved to Newport. It was our first Christmas there. Parents brought
Newport,
us to Portland,
Virginia,
Newport, Oregon.
Okay.
Mom and stepdad brought us to Portland to buy gifts.
Okay.
We went to Washington Square for a gift giving, and then we went to the Toys R Us across from there. Bought my brother a whole mess of G.I. Joes. Like, all the ones he'd wanted, they had. So I bought those and a couple of vehicles. We got home. Everyone gets in their own room to wrap presents.
Yeah.
I get this giant box filled with styrofoam peanuts.
Wrap you each gift, fucking bastard.
Shove it in there. So here's this giant wrapped box. And I mean, like, it's a huge box.
Yeah.
And it's in the back of
they
the tree.
They could kill five orphans if they climbed in there and the door closed.
Christmas comes, and I'd forgotten. I knew, like, the big box.
What an asshole you were.
No, I'd forgotten.
I'm sure your brother remembered.
Forgotten how many G.I. Joes I'd gotten him.
So wait, you took them out of the packaging?
No.
He wrapped each box into
it. Oh, okay.
Each
that would be even more. Yeah.
Buried it in styrofoam.
So that'd be even more evil action to take them out. So it's a smaller thing to find.
What would be worse is if he took them apart, so he wrapped the head and the torso and an arm.
Snip the fucking rubber band that controls the holes together.
Here's a little baggie with O-rings. You have to put them all back together.
Yeah. Joe's seen a lot.
Good luck.
Joe's been through some action.
Here's the little baggie with all the back screws.
Here's a tiny pouch of VFW vouchers.
You can put them all back together or make your own.
So no, you've forgotten how many stuff you got in them?
I got them like three vehicles and like 10 action figures.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I had worked a couple of jobs, so I had a lot. I had
like a welder? Like, Jesus Christ,
my
those weren't cheap
that
back
year,
then.
I got her like two. She was really into New Kids on the Block. She was like 13, I think. So got her like both their videos and like their Christmas CD, and then like a CD from another guy that she really liked. My biggest regret, because that's all I heard for the next 6 months.
Oh, jeez. Think about your classic backfires.
Yeah. So Christmas comes. They finally maneuver this box in front of my brother, and he's like just eyes big. He's like, "What did you get me?" He opens up his peanuts. He's like, but you know, it's like, well, it's to protect it. He starts digging. Comes across the first
figure. Tell me you wrapped a shovel or put like a bow on a shovel next to the box. Like, you're gonna need this.
It comes up with the first figure.
Yeah.
And you know how you remember the
cards
they weren't little,
cardboard and plastic. Yeah.
And he looks at me like,
you used all of this?
My dad
for
mom,
shipwreck.
My mom and
for
dad
for fucking shipwreck.
And that's who it was.
No shit. No fucking shit.
The first figure was shipwreck. My parents look at me like, "What did you do?" And I'm laughing. And my
what did you do, James? What did you do?
My sister's
how dare you?
Crying, laughing. My parents had no idea what it was. They never. No one ever questioned me when I hauled this giant box out.
Yeah.
You would think.
Clearly there's a quick kick in there somewhere. There's got to be a quick kick.
Didn't get quick kick.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's your brother's fault.
Yeah. He didn't ask for him.
Exactly.
But he's staring at me. Like, he opens Shipwreck all excited, and then he, like everything comes together. It's like, wait, Shipwreck. Giant. What the fuck? It's like, this is it? Really?
Yeah.
And I'm laughing too hard to tell him. There's more. But my sister.
There's a parrot in there. There's a parrot. There's a Polly parrot in there.
My sister finally sucks in a breath and goes,
Use the shovel. Use the fucking shovel.
So the next thing he comes up with the hovercraft. Yeah.
Oh, God bless it. Did it have was it Crocmaster?
Cutter.
So it was the Joe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think there was one of the Night Force vehicles in there. I forget which one.
Okay. Because
the Night Force had just come out.
Night Force.
It was all the vehicles painted black and had all the armament was orange and it had glow in the dark stickers.
Okay.
So it was the Sky Striker, but it was all black. Yeah. He didn't get that.
I don't love him that much. I was working as a welder.
Was out of it.
Yeah.
That's why.
God damn it.
But it was like, I forget what it was. No. It was the Night Force hovercraft. So it was the hovercraft, but black.
Racist?
Yeah. But still had Cutter. He was black.
Well, he was...
He was in blackface. but yeah, so all in all, like, peanuts everywhere because he started throwing them out to find the stuff because apparently everything had settled.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was...
Settled to the bottom.
It was
like a fish tank.
It was the best gift. For him, it was the best gift because it was, like, everything he wanted plus. Because he had just listed action figures, so he got vehicles on top of it. But for my parents, it was not. They were not happy because there was peanuts everywhere. And before he could open any more, he had to pick up every peanut. But he did it with a smile on his face.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Because after he opened the hovercraft, like the he was like, "What else is in here?"
Yeah,
you know. Because I think the hovercraft. I'm was
sure.
The second
I'm,
thing
I'm surprised he didn't just dive in like Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales.
I think what happened was he tried to in the box.
Life is like a hurricane here in...
So that was the best gift I gave my brother.
That's awesome.
So, best gift you gave your sister, other than a punch.
Not much. I don't like her much.
You are a dick.
Yeah, well, that's
Bryce, best gift you've ever
best gift
you've
given my sister. What's the best gift you've ever given my sister?
Ignorance.
If it's a shot in the mouth, I will pay you cash.
I also didn't get your wife like anything good for anything.
Ever.
I didn't get you anything at all. I'm like nine different shades of. Yeah. Can I buy something at the Minion store and just give that to you?
Walmart. And that's for your wife, who I have texted, and she knows it's coming.
Fuck.
Along with the chocolate I gave you.
Well, okay. So thanks for listening. This has been another podcast.
Jim's final show.
Yeah, just gonna go home and.
Local comedian Jim Willig was found dead in a ditch.
Serenity Valley is where my corpse was found.
Christmas lights wrapped around his throat. And
naughty!
His crotch.
Naughty! what did he say? What was he saying?
Naughty.
Punish.
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 Ooh, he was the Punisher precursor.
The saddest Punisher precursor. Oh my God.
The Sanisher. Oh, look, Bryce brought us Halls as gifts. Cough drops. Merry Christmas.
Wow. That I don't feel I'm worthy.
Okay.
So
they're menthol.
I'm regular.
So really quick, we only got a few minutes left. Star Wars is next week.
Yes.
I have my tickets. Bryce, you have tickets yet? Are you just going to go? And...
Yeah. I'm not going the opening night, so.
No. Yeah. I'm going, I actually am going opening day, first show
reason,
of the morning.
I have a reason that I'm not going opening night, and that's called The Dark Knight.
So wait, Batman's going to be there?
The
and...
Shooting. Oh. Yeah. It's, unfortunately, it's going to be a very big target for mass shooters.
Yeah.
In all honesty, that does make a lot of sense.
Big releases like this.
I think you'd be safe on opening night because they're having so many showings the night before.
Well, opening day, but no, I'm talking like first showings, like the.
And you were born in the shadows. So others, you know, they found their way into that. You were born there.
I found the force in it.
Yes. Your midichlorian count is well off the charts. You would delve into.
No, I think you did an
But no, it's
shots.
No. In all honesty, I read something about this in the news a couple of months ago, that said that most theaters that are doing screenings or were doing screenings as well as opening night will not allow costumes.
Yeah, no costumes. Yeah. No problem.
You can't bring a fucking lightsaber. Like, someone's going to walk in there with an actual fucking
lightsaber
of light.
Start
that
hacking
you could,
people.
Really, just like, oh, shit, well.
You guys ruined my plans.
Cut my arm off. Well, good news, it cauterized, so.
Yeah, no blood. So.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just keep watching the movie.
Fucking
ridiculous. No, I think you're right, but I think theaters have actually, like, realized that, recognized that.
Yeah,
I think
there's
going to
be a
harder
lot more
security
places.
At a lot
of
theaters. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so. The sad truth is, I mean, theaters already have a hard enough time as it is because, like, you know, as we all know, concessions is where they actually make their money. They have to pay money to get these movies into their fucking theaters in the first fucking place. So now they have to actually restrict even more, you know, so that people will be able to come in and actually enjoy the movie as it's intended.
I would not be shocked if they do, like, if they do for, like, press screenings where like, ladies have to open their purses so.
Oh, yeah. I know inside. A lot of theaters have started doing that already.
Yeah. So, I would not be shocked.
I won't be surprised if a lot of places get metal detectors, too.
But, and that's part of the reason this is the last show of the year, because next week is Star Wars, and we said until all of us see Star Wars, there's not going to be a show.
Yeah.
The following week is Christmas.
So 3 years from now when it's on Netflix and Jim can finally watch it.
I will drag Jim to a showing.
Yeah.
I will make
you
sure
you don't
Jim
want does. This. You don't want this.
I didn't say I was going to go
you
in
remember
with you.
The new Jason. You remember what happened
Here you go, Jim.
At Friday the 13th. Me, shitty hammer.
I'm going to put that on someone else.
Oh, God damn it. Was that the same time that your car got broken into?
That was the same...
Yeah.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't broken into. Someone hit it.
Someone hit it, yeah.
Yeah.
And like people off. Like people in the parking lot like went out of their way, like the A team
to
block
this
car. It's like, you're not leaving. You hit James's car, goddammit. He's inside, almost getting thrown up because his drunk ass, dumbass friend is screaming shit at the screen as Jason is killing gamblers.
No, that was actually before we went to the movie, we went to Best Buy to pick up some stuff. My wife
oh, that's
to pick
right,
up
yeah.
You went to the gas station to get cigarettes.
And to pee.
And we all met
they had like
back
a,
at the car. Like and a, that's when, and you walk up, and there's like this crowd around my car. My wife and I are checking the car, because the guy had basically almost run someone over to get away.
Yeah.
And
life
so you,
is
like
a
like,
hurricane.
It's like some fucking asshole just hit our car. And you're like, what? You got, like, more pissed off than my wife and I did.
I was going to go find some motherfucker.
Heads were rolling.
Jim, it's fine. No, that's not all right.
No, Jim, be quiet. We have to go into a movie theater now.
Jim.
Call dial it back. You're at a 10. I need you to shut the fuck up. That's where I need you at right now.
Well, the funniest part of that is that you're making all those comments, and the people in front of us kept looking back until they, oh, that's Jim.
Yeah. I got recognized as being a loudmouth douchebag by friends of mine that for out of all the theaters in all the land that were showing Friday the 13th, that's where Liz and Chuck had been to show the fuck up. Just like, that asshole sounds
that
just like
to
our
shut
friend.
The fuck up, but his voice
oh, it's,
so
no, it's Jim. It's fine. It's fine. Enjoy.
They turn around and they're like, Jim. And you're like, what? Oh, hey.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a new Friday the 13th armor. This is awkward. No, this is delicious. Going to the movie with Jim, always an adventure.
I love how I got two names. I got when you're that obnoxious and that much of a douchebag, they call you twice. Jim. Over fucking here. Jesus, fuck it. Were you retarded?
Who let go of his leash?
Jim, no need leash.
Jim, simply M.
Jim, cook you dinner. You like medium rare?
So, I know I sent you this article. I don't know if you saw it. But did you guys see that a bald eagle attacked Donald Trump during a photo shoot?
Are you fucking kidding me?
God bless America.
So it was a photo shoot for Time. And the
oh my
the
God.
Eagle was not very friendly to him.
If that's not a euphemism for fucking America.
I know.
Saying eat all the bags of dicks, Donald Trump. I don't know what the fuck does. I would vote for that eagle now.
I would too.
More
you know,
so than I would Donald Trump.
I think it's going to be interesting for this show this next year because it's an election year. I think for us, Donald Trump is going to bring us so much comedy for this show.
Oh, God, here he
well,
has.
Wait.
As a comedian, though, there is that fear that exists. In
that
the
he
same
might
way,
find you and tax you?
No, in the fact that he might
actually
be the
president?
Fucking president. Kind of like George W. Bush
That's
was. A joke until he became president.
You know what's going
to
happen?
He has got to get the GOP nod, and the GOP is trying.
Pronounce it as GOP.
Sorry, the GOP.
Thank you.
Is trying to distance themselves so hard right now.
Well, Ben Carson's talked about dropping out of the GOP.
Well, to be fair, the GOP is the GOP is just filled with Muslims. So that's what you know what? We're done with him.
I think it's going to be a fun election year.
It'll be interesting.
Idris Elba should run for president.
Soon, shouldn't they? They should give the endorsements here.
No, well, hopefully.
Or is it the first part of the
like
year?
February.
Oh, is
usually?
It?
I think so.
I think I'm going to change my citizenship from Canadian to American just so I can vote.
No, don't stay Canadian.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
You might
no.
need some place to run to.
Universal health care.
Me,
all I have
Trooper
to say.
Needs you.
Me
Jim.
And Brian Adams. Yeah.
What would Brian Boitano do?
If you were here right now, I bet he'd vote for an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano would do.
Okay, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for the year. It's been an awesome year, especially Jim,
it's
you
been
coming
something.
On board.
Thank you. And honestly, and I love you guys very much, both. James, for just...
It's like a family.
It is. No, it seriously is like...
This is a safe place. We can come here, we can bust each other's balls, but we can also be serious
yeah.
and, you know, have conversations yeah. that, you know, really get at... We can take away our masks, essentially, and be who we truly are here.
And no longer be mask crusaders driving
shut
all the time,
up,
fighting
up.
Crime.
Shut up.
We don't have to be that.
Punch him in the taint. Right
I want
now.
To drive a Trans Am where the wings come out. Ow, fuck. Just.
I told you to shut up,
still
Jim.
Still love you. God, am I bleeding?
I will not
am I bleeding?
Tell you a second
time. I think I'm bleeding. I think I'm bleeding. But no, I want to say this. Like, I grew up with one older half-sister, and things didn't quite work out in that capacity.
You don't say.
But I always wanted to have
Did a
sibling.
Did
they ever find the body? No, she still exists, trust me. Much like Sister Pius, cannot be
that
destroyed.
Old pencil never die.
Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be redistributed someplace else.
Can't kill an idea.
But I wanted to have, a sibling that I,
Liked,
exactly.
Got along with.
Ideally a brother, and it feels like with this podcast, I've got two. So I am very thankful that this year has ended, 2015, with the two of you guys being my co-wingmen. And I will do all that I can to kind of, validate the thanks that I have for having you guys in my life.
Well,
and
just keep showing up. That's all you need to do.
Okay, sweet. You just keep just putting a little...
Just show up and he'll provide the free liquor.
Oh, bottle of whiskey. Ooh, bottle of whiskey.
Apparently
toys. Ooh, bottle of whiskey. Ooh, bottle of... Ooh, Firefly.
We're
ooh, Malcolm Reynolds.
We're just going to have to put bottles of whiskey from the
little
parking lot.
Ooh, yeah. Jane Cobb. Ooh, Jane Cobb. Ooh.
I got this one.
God damn it. No, you guys are fucking rad as shit, and I am honored to be a part of this, this
we're
whole
thing. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
On this
Until...
sinking ship.
Jesus, is that all I do? I just
we
go
are
from
underwater.
I go from Titanic to Titanic to Titanic.
Yep.
Marconi show
this is,
dying.
This is Titanic
Gordon Fatboy show
sinking.
Dying. Rick Emerson show dying.
Well, the thing is we don't have the audience like any of those shows, so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So our death
just go on
our
forever.
Death will be slower
we're
and
be
more
the,
agonizing.
We're gonna be the ass end of the Titanic, but it doesn't sink. It's just gonna bob up and down.
Look at those buns. Look at those buns.
Yeah, we're taking on a little bit of water.
Suck you around the foot parts.
That's okay. It's not even up to my ankles yet. We're fine.
So should we end this with like a round of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?